Today, I have talked about God. It may be a bit strange to talk about God, someone who has been risen as an atheist in a family of engineers. And I still don't belong to any religion, and I most likely never will, because first of all, before I talk about God and how science has mathematically said that God should exist, not that they've proven it, but they themselves contradict to a principle of science if they said that God, in sense of some creator, doesn't exist. That would be contrary to our own principles. But I will get to that into the details in a minute. Basically, in one of my videos, I already mentioned the science theories which would give us special abilities. I tried to explain which kind of theories kind of point to that direction, that why we have some glitches in the universe, so to say. But I do have to prepare a ground before I get to an exact science which notes that more likely than not the God does exist. So I will never belong to any religion, because in my opinion, religions are just business. In historic times, they did help to bring education, regardless of all the bad they did, by killing non-believers, etc. In general, as a modern society, as we have, they eradicated cannibalism and into the universe some moral laws, so to say. But it's still business. They have some basic principles. Maybe some people who noted that there is some higher power in the universe were in the right track in understanding the creator, so to say. But it was picked up by people who are strictly profiteers, and they made the religion, each one their own. So the guys who rule the religion, they are more likely less believers than those who follow. Otherwise, the business wouldn't work. So there is some bad stuff going on in the religions. So, it doesn't mean that God doesn't exist. We cannot prove that God doesn't exist. We can only prove if God does exist. And there is some higher power in the universe. First of all, it's my own experience, which I told in one of my videos. How I've been taken out of this planet, half sleep, half awake, and not understanding really what's going on. But that was a real experience. And now I'm getting into science. How? Because, as I mentioned, that statistically, I should repeat that, I guess, to make it clear. There is a theory which says that, let's put it that way. If we advance for a couple of thousand years without killing each other, and technology will advance, then we will create computers which are capable of simulating the life, at least to that degree that the beings inside that simulation, computer simulation, will feel the universe like it's real. And but the technology advances exponentially, then in a couple of thousand years, maybe earlier even, we have computers capable of simulating millions of universes, which are not perfect. I mean, they try to replicate the real universe, which is material universe, but there will be thousands and maybe millions or billions of more simulated universes, basically, where people or animals, they all feel like they are in real universe, regardless that they are in simulation. So just statistically saying that we in our present universe, as I'm talking to you now, are more likely in a simulation than in a real universe, which is created natural way without the creator. So technically, by the law of thermodynamics, I think it's the second law of thermodynamics, that universe is it's just, I just woke up, some of my ideas are not clearly expressed right now, but statistics is such a powerful phenomenon, it's a powerful tool to explain the world around us, that we cannot ignore it, that we are getting older. That's law of thermodynamics, just statistically things get more disordered than they are ordered. Personally, I when I wrote articles in I think a couple of years ago, I said that the law of thermodynamics, the second law, that it has to be in reverse, that the world is getting more ordered, that it is disordered right now. But this is because when anything gets more smooth, it's like more order. But if you see like that the cup of tea, for example, it's more ordered state, and if it breaks down, if you take your pieces and let them fall down, it's just statistically unlikely that it will bring the cup together back. And this is not a natural phenomenon, as I way explained, but just statistics. So it's a very powerful tool, statistics. But statistics as a tool also says that we are living more likely than not in a simulation. So it's basically, if it's simulation, that it means somebody had to create the simulation. And what comes out, it's someone, maybe a scientist, we can call it the God, or some university student in a more advanced reality, a more complicated reality perhaps, or maybe even more basic reality, which have more powers, created a simulation where we live right now. So that's just statistical outcome. We have to admit that. It's science. It is science. And I mean, many phenomena like higher speed than light phenomena, which I've written a lot, and I mean, I've taken it from scientists in physics who show that reality. And these phenomena may be just because we are in the same computer. That's why several things, regardless of simulation, which has set speed limit of light, as we are in the same computer, everything, every part of this universe, every tiny part of this universe is in the same computer, then of course we are connected. And some of these phenomena show up in our science experiments. So basically, long story short, I just thought about the science ideas, which are not created by me. They are by very much smarter people than me, have come to conclusions that this is the reality we live in. And one of the ideas was that more likely than not, we are living in a simulation, in a computer simulation. That admission has to admit the existence of higher power, somebody who created the simulation. And that, in sense, I say, is a god. What else? It's a creator. In for us, itself, the creator being created by something else, probably. But that's just an admission of God. I don't think we have to pray for it, the God, because God created us, given us the brain and the capacity to do the stuff. So the best act of respect to a God is used to use our brain and our capacity and our abilities in our computer simulation. As well, it's not purpose, it's just to asking the programmer to change the program, you know. And I don't think that in a so large universe the asking of will change anything. So programmer probably isn't even capable of listening the demands of its characters. Maybe it is, I don't know. But the fact that statistics shows we are living in a simulation more likely than not, we have to accept it as a reality. So I'm not going to change my life with that realization, because I've always said, even if a real God existed, I mean, I've grown up in an atheist society in Soviet Union and in a family of engineers, and never visited churches or anything in my life. I mean, in my childhood, later, of course, I visited just from curiosity. But I mean, that's just a waste of time to ask. You have to act. The action to do something is the best respect of a programmer of the simulated universe. Because if the characters of simulations stop acting and just don't live up to the purpose of a program, then the program can be erased, you know, to create another simulation which works out fine. So that's just a realization which I got by thinking all the theories, how is possible to explain our abilities with physical phenomena which are currently unexplained phenomena. But I've talked about these different theories in my another video, so look my videos. I don't remember the name of that video, particular video, but there are not so many, only 4 videos on this particular topic. So you will find out which one of them is explaining all kind of theories, trying to come to sense how we have such abilities, which are proven by science, but there's no clear way to explain the connection. Anyway, so the point of this video is just the realization that if we respect science, if you respect the tools of science, which have proven very powerful, we have to respect that there is a creator of our universe, because more likely than not, there is a creator. We don't know what it is, but if statistics say that more likely than not, if we say that more likely than not, this cup, when it falls down, it breaks apart. And never, when you take all these pieces together, this is statistical phenomena. So just learn science, you will understand. This is not physical phenomena. This is just likelihood that trillions and times more likely that this cup, when fallen on different pieces, to a ground will not bring it back together, and we know it from reality, then we have to accept that more likely than not, trillions of times more likely, we are simulated creature organisms in someone's computer, more advanced one when we create right now, but we have to accept that there is a creator. Praying won't help to get in contact. I'm sure I'm not gonna pray, but I'm gonna continue to search, to learn science and search ways to explain or find a way to make a glitch in the universe, simulated universe, to get into a computer, touch, get in touch with the, directly with the computer, but in computer hardware, let's say, to get into computer hardware somehow, with not to be interacting just between different programs which run, which is computer run. You'll see. Anyway, that's just an idea that I had to express, a realization that why God exists, but let's say creator, just a creator with no classical sense of God. That's it. I'm not crazy. I'm just realizing. I think because, you know, crazy people don't usually realize they are crazy. So I might be crazy. But the fact that science says there is a creator, we have to respect the science. Anyway, have a good morning or evening or day. Anyone there on the other side of a computer simulation.